Hi, I'm Hiromi. I'm married to Derek and we have three children, Luca, Eugene, and Eli. I was born in small town of Kyoto in Japan. I have my parents and older sister who live in Japan. Ever since I was little, I always wanted to go to overseas. When I was in high school, I heard there were some foreigners in my town offering English lessons. I'm from very, very small town where there are only a few foreigners living there. One afternoon, they came to my neighborhood doing the letter drop for their lessons. As I always wanted to go to overseas, I thought this is such a good opportunity to learn English. I rang up and decided to take a lesson from them. I turned up at their house for the lesson and I met husband Newman from Zimbabwe and a wife from wife Maria from Switzerland. They were missionary in Japan. My English lesson started, but the book they used for the lesson was Bible. I remembered a few lessons later, Newman asked me if I am still happy to use the Bible as a textbook, and I said yes. Soon enough, I started to attend their church on Sundays. The church was at their house with one piano and sometimes guitar. As I grew up, there were many gods in Japan. I knew there is a God, but I didn't know which one is the true God. As I studied the Bible, I learned about Jesus. It all made sense to me, and I finally found the one and only true God. At one Easter, God spoke to me, and I decided to give my life to Jesus. Becoming a Christian in Japan, you might think it's difficult, but for me, it wasn't hard. My mom used to attend the church when my sister was little, till their pastor passed away, and being in a small town, they couldn't get the replacement pastor. Even though they are not Christian, my family were very supportive, and they drove me to church every Sundays. I was 18 when I became a Christian. I had many small trials and challenges like a normal teenager would have had. But I didn't know that I will have much bigger trials and challenges, and I will need God more in the future. As many of you know, the last couple of years has been the toughest years for our family, such as when we found out Derek had cancer. Our life has turned upside down completely. I'm usually not good at handling stress and my heart gets troubled very easily. I was very scared and worried about Derek and our future. I was talking to God that how am I going to get through this? I was worried whether I could manage my stress and run my family on my own and also taking care of Derek. Through the grace of God, it turns out I didn't need to worry about it. The God gave me everything I needed. God gave me his perfect peace. I will never forget that God gave me his perfect peace, the peace I have never experienced before. John chapter 14:27 says, "The peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every every circumstance and gives you a courage and strength for every challenge." My life was chaotic, but I was calm, and God gave me strength to get through. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, put it into practice, and God of peace will be with you. As I get physically older, I am excited that God is shaping me as a person who He wants me to be. Thank you.